Good morning and welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. Today we will tell you about an event that is primed to raise over $500,000 for brain cancer research while being a safe space community for people with the disease and their families. Also, it's about that time. Oktoberfest is back in Lakeview starting on Friday at St. Alphonsus Church. We'll preview the event with Father Steve Bauer, pastor at St. Alphonsus. We now welcome Meg and Dan Kresak to Score Values. They are the founders of Brain Up Chicago, an organization with the mission of bringing awareness to brain cancer and raising money for brain cancer research. Welcome to the show, you guys. Meg, I want to start with you. Tell us a little bit about Brain Up Chicago.
Well, Brain Up is an organization that we started 8 years ago in honor of our daughter, Olivia Kresak, who we lost to brain cancer. And the mission of our organization is to make people aware of the need to fund brain cancer research. And with that, we started our organization called Brain Up, which has an annual run walk that we really bring the brain cancer community together at Maggie Daly Park to raise funds for brain cancer research. And that's the short version of our story, but we can go longer and tell you a little bit more about our daughter Olivia and our journey with brain cancer.
Yeah.
So Danny's going to tell a little bit of that if you want.
Yeah, go ahead, now, Dan. So,
well, when we first were starting to see some problems with our daughter was that she was having headaches. And we thought, you know, her being in college, that it might be her eyesight. And we asked her to go to our eye doctor to get checked out, which she did do around close to Christmas time in 2013. And the doctor put her through a bunch of tests and recommended an MRI. And so we went and to get the MRI a day or two later. And it was just devastating. It was a massive tumor, and we were recommended to go to a university hospital. We ended up at Rush, a university hospital downtown, and we had a wonderful surgeon, Lorenzo Munoz. And after the surgery, he came out and told us it was a grade 4 glioblastoma. And so, you know, it was devastating for us because we went through the surgery, we went through the chemotherapy and the radiation, but from the start of her diagnosis to her passing away was only 4 months. And it's a really aggressive cancer. And my wife and I decided, look, we're not doctors, we can't do anything, we're not researchers, but. And we really never were people that gave a lot of money, honestly, for charities and that sort of a thing. But we said, let's give it a try. Let's try to raise money for brain cancer research. And the more we went to different hospitals here in Chicago, we realized that we have a tremendous amount of doctors that are tops in their class at these university hospitals that are either oncologists or surgeons or radiology people. And we realized that they needed money for research. And so that's what we're doing. We're raising the money here in Chicago. And this year we're on track to raise $500,000 at our run walk, which is September 23rd here at Maggie Daly Park. And that money stays in Chicago and goes to university hospitals that have a strong brain cancer program. And my wife maybe could add some more.
Yeah, so the other reason why we did this is we found that treatment is limited to the brain cancer community, and we just really felt that there was an important role that we could provide in funding research. And that's really where our dollars are, why they're raised. And they do, as Danny was saying, they stay here in Chicago, and we partner with many of the university hospitals that have strong brain cancer programs, which include Rush Hospital, University of Chicago, the Northwestern Lou Malnati Brain Tumor Institute, North Shore, and Loyola Medicine, and the University of Illinois Chicago. They all have great programs. And what we do is really bring a community of people that are impacted by this disease at our annual run walk. As we said, it's coming up on September 23rd, and we just did a review of where we're at. We're almost at 1,000 people attending. We have over 64 teams that this group of people come together, hold each other up. We have a beautiful walk along the lakefront, and it's just an emotional and supportive and just a uplifting day for all of us that have been through this experience of brain cancer. And we couldn't be more proud of where we've come. As Danny said, we're not professional fundraisers, but there is a community of people that have really evolved around us. And it's not just us that have made this happen. It's all the families that have come together to really support this cause.
Yeah, I want to expand a little bit on that sense of community that you're talking about, Meg, because I have a coworker here by the name of Danny Parkins who lost his brother to glioblastoma. You, of course, told the story of your daughter, Olivia. What is it like at this run walk, which once again is coming up, for everybody to get together and, as you guys say, kind of continue the legacy of those who have passed and are going through treatment for cancer and brain cancer?
It is just a remarkable day. People, in fact, Danny Parkins' sister-in-law, Jen, and Brad were at our run walk last year, and they were both just so appreciative of the feeling that they got. And his wife, Jennifer, that Brad's wife, just said it was like a big hug when you walked into that field of people, because you're standing in a group with that have experienced either going through the treatment currently and just giving people hope, just also for those of us that have lost someone. As you mentioned, their legacy continues, the lives that are taken by this disease. It doesn't have any certain population of people that it impacts. You can be young, you can be old, you can be of any color, any race. It's amazing of the unity that everybody feels that day, because it is such a rare cancer in the number of people that get a cancer in the United States. But we all feel the same, and we just, to stand in that field, it's just supportive. We honor physicians. We recognize nurses that are so much part of the healthcare team that help us through our journeys with our loved ones.
Social workers.
And then we also honor patients that are in the fight and give them courage. They get a bravery award, because you find that the people that have been impacted, and this will speak to the brain cancer community and maybe all the cancers, but they're just so stoic, and it is a cancer that you can't take the brain out and survive. It's a more complicated disease, and so we're just all so supportive of each other. And to have your physician in the field with you, and you can go up and talk to him, it's just a warm, and it's a beautiful day, and it's along a beautiful lakefront, and the park is just a special place.
And you know, Alex, you guys at the Score have been impacted not only with Danny Parkins' brother Brad having glioblastoma, but one of your co-workers, Connor O'Donnell, his wife, lost their daughter, Lily.
Yes.
I think she's 4 years old. And, you know, it's just so impactful and just such a loss. We were able to meet Connor when we were up there to see Danny a little while ago, and it's you can just feel the pain, and it affects everybody from the age of 1 year old to 100 years old.
And, yeah.
It's a devastating disease, and one of the things we promised our daughter before she had passed away is that, you know, we're going to try to do everything we can to try to find a cure, or at least that you can live with this.
With
disease.
Quality, yeah, that they come up with some new treatment options that promote longevity and quality of life. You know, this was our only child, Olivia, and so the passion that Danny and I have is genuine, it's sincere, and we just know what every family member is going through, no matter, you know, what their age is or how it changes your life. And we couldn't be more thankful and more humbled with all the people that have joined us over the years to get to this point. And the other, you know, main message for us to give too is for our donors to know that the money that we do raise is gifted and funded thoughtfully, and it does all stay here in Chicago. We are really committed to giving back to those that really helped us in the most difficult time in our lives.
You know, and Alex, I was thinking the other day just about this, is like, well, why would somebody want to give money to brain cancer research for glioblastoma that, you know, they might say, I don't know anybody that's ever even had this disease or anything like that. Well, a lot of people, unfortunately, have other types of cancers. And unfortunately, one of the things that happens, and a lot of people don't realize this until they go through it, is that a lot of times, let's say breast cancer can mets to the brain. And the more we know about the cancers of the brain, the more we're going to be able to do things about this for even all types of cancers, not just glioblastoma. So there, to me, is a reason for people to get involved and donate money that, you know, maybe a breast cancer patients or
pancreatic
or lung cancer or whatever. So just a thought that I thought I'd toss out there.
Definitely. Dan and Meg Krecek, the founders of the Brain Up organization, joining us on Score Values this morning. Well, let's get into that. Of course, the 5K. That is coming up on September 23rd at Maggie Daly Park. How can folks join you, and how can people who are listening right now who feel inspired to donate to the cause?
Well, you can go to brainup.ngo and then sign up. You can register or donate right from that site there. It's very easy. Something else that, and I know Danny Parkins has been asking people, you can join his team. He actually has a team, and he'll be there at the run walk, and you can meet him, and you can be part of his team. And I know he would appreciate it, and we would appreciate it. So
his team's name.
His team's name is Respect the Journey.
Right. And if you go on the brainup.ngo, you can go to more information. You can find his team and join. It's easy. It takes 2 minutes to put your information in and be part of the day. It is a lovely day, and we love the support of all the people. We probably are right now at 1,000 people attending, so it's well attended, and we'd like to see that grow as well. And we welcome everyone.
And we're praying for weather.
well, hopefully it is here for you guys. I know that things are cooling off a little bit. Maybe some good running and walking weather for you guys on the lakefront.
Right.
That's what we're hoping.
Yes.
Meg and Dan Krecek, the founders of Brain Up Chicago, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And once again, tell everybody how they can join in on the run and walk for Brain Up Chicago and how they can donate at your website.
It is brainup.ngo. And then from there, it'll bring you to a landing page where you can register to be in the walk, or you can donate, or you can register and donate right there. And it's at Maggie Daly Park. There is parking, and there will be even discounted parking for that day for anybody that attends. And that's right in the parking garage, right below where it's at. And we have hot coffee with cream and bagels and...
Oh, wow.
And bananas and all kinds of things for people, for runners and walkers that morning.
I think you just gained some runners and walkers.
Yes, right. I know that we also have the, we reached out to CARA, the Chicago Area Runners Association, this year. And I think we've got a lot more runners than we've ever had. So
yes, and we award the top women and men runners, the top three women and the top three men
runners.
Right. So we have a little, they're part of our presentation. we hope they stick around.
And just the fact that you know that the money is going to something that you can count on, that it's going for research and it's staying right here in Chicago, and it's something that's benefiting all of us really in the long run. So
once again, the Brain Up 8th Annual 5K Run Walk, Saturday, September 23rd. You can go to the website brainup.ngo, and you can give at the website. Meg and Dan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
You heard Meg and Dan mention my next guest, and he really doesn't need an introduction. Danny Parkins of the Parkins and Spiegel Show, weekdays 2 to 6 right here on The Score, joins us now on Score Values. Danny, what's up, man?
Alex, thank you so much for doing this, man. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining me. So, Maggie Daly Park, next Saturday, the Brain Up 5K. You've shared your story of your family very openly. Your brother Brad passed away in April after a battle with glioblastoma. He was at the event last year. This year, you guys are raising money for Team Respect the Journey.
Yeah, that was that was kind of Brad's slogan after he got his terminal cancer diagnosis, because he just he wanted to just talk about it, not in battle terms, not in final terms, but just as kind of a journey that he and all of us were going to be going through, and to kind of respect that and the ups and downs of it. And there were certainly plenty of both. So that's what we named our team. So it's we're Team Respect the Journey. We're approaching $25,000 raised for our team. I know the goal for the whole 5K is $500,000. I think at last check, they're north of $400,000. So I think we're going to get there. But if people want to make a donation, the page is on my social media handles and brainup.ngo. And it's not too late. We'd love to see you out at Maggie Daly Park. So you could donate to my team. You could donate just directly to Brain Up, or, you know, come walk, come run, and just come be a part of the brain cancer community in Chicago.
Meg and Dan talked about that sense of community at the event, and what it's like for people to get together and raise so much money for an amazing cause, but also meet people who have gone through a similar journey. What is that like?
It's beautiful, and it's hard, and it's emotional. I mean, at last year's walk, so Brad was wearing something called Optune, which is basically like targeted therapy. Think like electrode patches, but on your brain with a battery pack that you kind of carry around. And he was wearing them, you know, 23 hours a day, basically just taking it off when he would shower. And he, you know, very uncomfortable, tough to get used to, all of that stuff. But it's shown some pretty impressive progress in terms of prolonging life. And he met someone at the walk who was the wife of a listener of the show, and she was just like days into being introduced to the Optune therapy. So he was giving her like a bunch of tips and tricks. And then Jen was talking to her husband about like caregiver tips and tricks, how to put the electrodes on, what to do after the shower and cleaning the scalp. And also, and so like, it was just like a four person conversation about how do you sleep next to someone that has these things with the wires and the battery going off, and what are your tricks and this. And then unfortunately at this year's walk, neither of them will be there with us, you know? And so it's a connective event. It's emotional. It's powerful. There's definitely some gallows humor at times, but yeah. So it's just Meg and Dan created a great. It's an overused term, but a great safe space for people who have been through it, are going through it, or just have a loved one going through it.
So it's no secret or wonder how you and your family have meshed so well with Brain Up. One more time, how people can donate to Team Respect the Journey.
So just, you could go to brainup.ngo to get all the information, and then you can just like search for the Respect the Journey team page. But it's at the top of my Twitter handle at Danny Parkins. So you can find up there. But just brainup.ngo, and you can make a donation either to us. You can mention Brad in the donation, and it'll find its way to me. Or just search for Respect the Journey on Brainup's website. And again, if you know someone who knows someone that is going through or has gone through brain cancer, it's underfunded and it needs it. So tell them about Brain Up, and we're going to keep growing this thing.
Danny, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Well, fall is here and Oktoberfest is being celebrated around the world, including right here in Chicago. For the second year in a row, Lakeview will be hosting an Oktoberfest. It will be at St. Alphonsus Church beginning on Friday and running through Sunday. We now welcome Father Steve Bauer, the pastor at St. Alphonsus Church in Lakeview, to Score Values. Father Bauer, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, Alex?
We're doing very well and excited for an event that you guys are hosting next weekend, the 21st annual Chicago Oktoberfest taking place at St. Alphonsus Church in Lakeview. What can you tell us about what you guys have in store next weekend?
We are really excited because the fest is such a fun family event. There's some great music, great brats that we have that are a special traditional Bavarian recipe that everybody loves. And we've got some great Oktoberfest beer and lots of other events, the music, the bands, food, pretzels, and merchandise. And, you know, it's a great atmosphere. And all that comes together and creates, I guess, what the German word is, Gemütlichkeit, which is kind of the fun festival atmosphere that just creates a sense of happiness and warmth in people's hearts. So we're really excited about all the things happening this year. There's a Kinderfest on Sunday. So there'll be bouncy houses and games, activities, face painting for kids. And, you know, so that way they can really have a great time on Sunday as well.
Yeah, you mentioned the musical acts. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, two stages, wall-to-wall musical acts throughout the weekend?
Yeah, so there are two stages because we St. Alphonsus campus has, there's a back parking lot, and then we have another, and then we close off Southport Avenue, and we have a stage there. And so the music gets rolling, and as the fest opens on Friday at 5 p.m. And then Saturday, the bands start coming at 2 and just continue throughout the weekend. And, so some of the headliners include Dancing Queen, Stash, Trippin' Billy's, Hello Weekend, 16 Candles, which is a huge fest favorite. And then there's also the Polkaholics, which is kind of like this German funk fusion that really gets the crowd going. They have a lot of fun.
Now, you mentioned some of the family-friendly aspects. This is an event, yes, where I'm sure plenty of adults want to come enjoy the beer, but can bring the whole family as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The kids enjoy the music and the dancing and the brats just as much as anybody else, you know. So it's a great time.
Now, how special is it to get to celebrate German heritage and culture at a place like St. Alphonsus Church that has been a landmark for German heritage and culture in the city for almost 141 years?
Yeah, since 1882, when the parish was founded, we've been, we're founded as a German ethnic parish. And so we get to, and now we're much more diverse, but we still celebrate that cultural heritage. It really brings people here because, first of all, everybody loves beer and brats and music and the beautiful weather that we're going to have. And to be able to be that kind of that anchor and celebrate that heritage, it's something very authentic. And so you'll see people in lederhosen and women in dirndls, because they like to celebrate that. And, if you listen carefully, some places you might even hear some German being spoken. It really brings people together, and that heritage is part of who we are, and so it's just fun to showcase the fun aspects of it.
All right, so Father Bauer, the pastor at St. Alphonsus Church in Lakeview, joining us now on Score Values. Do you have a particular favorite food or act or tradition that takes place at Chicago Oktoberfest that you're most looking forward to coming up this weekend?
I have to say my favorite thing of the weekend is the ceremonial keg tapping and blessing of beer. That'll be happening on Friday at 7:45, just before the headliner comes on the main stage. And to do the ceremonial keg tapping blessing beer and then leading the crowd in the singing of Ein Prosit, which is a song that you'll hear, you know, over and over in Munich at the original Oktoberfest there. So it's everybody, you know, people know that is a, you know, traditional German beer drinking song. And so that's really a lot of fun, and the crowd just really gets into it. So it's that's my personal favorite thing.
Okay, so for folks who are coming, what do they need to know as far as getting in and price of admission, price of getting the beer tasting, and all of the different features that you guys have that maybe people want to come enjoy next weekend?
Yeah, so we have so on Friday and Saturday the admission is a $10 donation that goes to support the mission and ministry of the parish. Sunday admission is free, and that's when we have the Kinderfest on Sunday. We also have, for a separate ticket, we have a craft beer tasting, which takes place in the lower hall of the church called Festival Hall. And so there'll be, you know, a couple dozen beers that people can sample, and, you know, and they'll get a little tasting glass. And for the admission, they'll get a variety of drink tickets where they can sample, you know, sample the different beers in the craft beer area. There's also a limited edition option if people are looking for a special festival package called the Brewmaster package. And so that includes a commemorative stein that we've got. It's a 1 liter stoneware stein that's designed and manufactured in Germany. And with that, there's other swag merchandise that people get. You know, the Tyrolean hats with a feather in it, and you know, a variety of other things. And there's also T-shirts for sale, and little teddy bears that we have called the Oktoberfest. So cute things for the kids, and also for any guy that wants to impress their girl.
Okay, so this is just a personal question. Maybe I'm being a little selfish here, but the brats, it's one of my favorites. But one of my favorite things that from German cuisine is the German mustard, or I believe it's known as Senf, I believe. Will there be ways for me to enjoy my brat with some delicious German mustard?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You can't have it without it.
Okay, so, yeah, good.
So, we'll have plenty of Senf. So, yeah, the German mustard that will be available, yes. So it's not the yellow American mustard. It's,
thank goodness.
It's the brown mustard, yep.
Yeah, and Father Steve, what is the website for people to go to find out more information about Oktoberfest?
So the website is STALS, so it's St. Al's, Oktoberfest.org. And there they could get information about the bands, when they're playing, about getting tickets to craft beer, the Brewmaster package, and even if they want to sign up to be a volunteer, because be happy to have them as well as volunteers.
Well, Father Steve Bauer, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we are very excited for Oktoberfest. This week in the 21st annual Chicago Oktoberfest, which is taking place the 22nd through the 24th. So this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and Sunday as well. Father Bauer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex. I really appreciate it.
That's going to do it for another edition of Score Values. I want to thank Meg and Dan Kresak of Brain Up Chicago, Danny Parkins, co-worker here at The Score, and Father Steve Bauer of St. Alphonsus Church for joining me this morning. If there's a topic you'd like to hear about on a future edition of our show, or if you'd like to share information about an upcoming charitable event, send us an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. That's scorevalues670@gmail.com. I'm Alex Kuhn, and thanks for listening to this week's edition of Score Values on 670 The Score.